text to call to our attention this Lord's Day is our gospel lesson for today, the description of the final judgment, where sheep and goats are separated, which ends with these words: "And then these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In most sections of Scripture, there's usually sort of one image that drives home the story. And if Jesus is in that story, he is usually described in one way and not another. Perhaps in one section he is the vine, in another he is the door, and yet another he is living water. But today, as we draw to the end of the church year, where our texts all squarely focus us in on the last day, it seems as if many of the pictures that are given of Christ come crashing together into one story. For in our text for today, Jesus appears first as the Son of Man in all of his glory. The Son of Man is a phrase that has its roots in the prophetic words given way back to Daniel to speak. In Daniel's account, the Son of Man is the one whom God, the Ancient of Days, gives dominion and glory and a kingdom that all nations, peoples, and languages should serve him. Yes, that is the Jesus that comes in our text at the beginning. He comes as the one with all power, dwelling in glory, all nations and peoples in submission to him. He comes in this glory flanked on every side by the heavenly host. He comes and every knee bows down and every tongue confesses that he is Lord, regardless of what those tongues had said of him before. Yes, in our story and at the end of time, Jesus comes first as the Son of Man with all glory. But just then, when he begins to separate the sheep from the goats in our story, it is no longer the Son of Man who does this work, but rather now the Good Shepherd that does this work. For this work of separating sheep from glory, or from goats, is not so much about glory as it is salvation. And so the Good Shepherd does that work, of placing the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Indeed, he places those sheep to his right, those whose names he finds written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he places the goats, who wanted nothing to do with him or his salvation, unto his left. This separation that occurs is based on nothing other than this one fact. Did this person receive the grace of God offered to them or not? For either you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and so have been transformed into a sheep, or you remain a gruff goat as you were born. Yes, that is how the shepherd determines who are the sheep and who are the goats and what is their eternal home. Not on the basis of what they've done, but solely on the basis of what they have received from God. But then as that shepherd turns to speak to those he has separated, he seems in our story to magically turn into a king. And he speaks then as only a king can speak to his subjects, telling them what they have done or what they have not done for his kingdom. Now you might think that such work would have to be done individually, but the king in our text does not find it necessary to call one person up at a time. But rather he addresses the sheep all at once and the goats all at once. For the truth is this, all of the sheep have done well in the king's eyes. Whereas he teaches it's impossible to truly be a sheep and live as a goat. You see, sheep, he says, feed the poor. They give drink to the thirsty. They welcome the stranger. They clothe the naked. They visit the sick. They visit the imprisoned. These are the kind of acts that mark the life of sheep. They look out for those least of them among them and take care of their needs. And they don't do this simply because they try hard to accomplish it, but rather they do it because they are moved by the Spirit of Christ living within them. These things are simply what they do because of who they are. And they don't think highly of these acts. They don't boast about them. Quite frankly, they often forget they did them at all. They never stop to even think about what effect their acts might have on the king or the kingdom. It's just who they are. They're just sheep being sheep. The goats, we are told, do not do these things, for it's not who they are. No, goats are concerned first and foremost with themselves and their pleasure, and only serve others when it might benefit them. Today, as we step out of all of the images of our text and step back squarely into our daily lives, we must strive to understand what all of these images truly mean for us. First, we are reminded that there is a day of glory coming when we, too, will see with our own eyes the Son of Man in all of His glory, surrounded by all of the angels. You see, and that is comforting to us. For even as we see our prayer list on the back of the bulletin seem to fill up, and this week as we have lost two brothers in the faith, our eyes are lifted up this day to the reality that death will not always be victorious. As many of God's enemies throughout this world seek to kill those who follow Jesus, we are reminded that their reign of terror will one day be stopped for good. Yes, we are reminded today that the Son of Man will come and every knee will bow. And then we are blessed as we go along in the story to rejoice in our identity as sheep. Sheep revealed to be sheep by the Good Shepherd. Yes, on that last day, you and I will fully see the effect of God's grace being poured out on a bunch of old goats. We will finally understand what receiving His words and His gifts week after week have turned us into. We will truly understand what His death on the cross and His resurrection at that tomb mean for us. Yes, on that day we will be revealed as sheep. And what a joy it will be to stand there on the right, surrounded by all of the other sheep, perhaps right next to Leroy or to Don and all the others who have passed on in this world. But we will be there because of what our Good Shepherd has done. We will be there on the right because the Good Shepherd laid down His life for us, that we might be with Him forever. And then just as we're taking in all of that glory, seeing those faces that we haven't seen in so long, then our King will turn to us. And much to our surprise, our King will begin to describe us in ways we never could imagine. Well, the works that He mentioned, we wouldn't even think on that day would be worth mentioning. As we stand in all of that glory, anything that we had done would seem so minimal at very best. But yet God has not forgotten those things. No, indeed, He brings them up and He lauds the works that we have been able to do because we have been turned in to sheep. Indeed, our best works are those that we do never even thinking about them, that we simply do because the Spirit of Christ inside of us moves us to help this person or to feed that person or to welcome someone in a difficult situation into our lives or our homes. Yes, all of this is ours on the last day. So long as we simply continue to dwell in the identity we have been graciously given by God. So long as we continue to sing not just with our mouth but our hearts, I am Jesus' little lamb. Each time we are in this place, we are blessed to confess those times when we have been back to living like goats instead of sheep. to confess those times when we have not looked out for the least of those of our brothers and sisters or among us, but instead have looked out for number one. And as we confess all of those things, God gives to us the forgiveness of our sins, restores us to the status as His sheep, and then with our sins forgiven and our lives transformed by His Spirit, God, we recognize, has made us ready for that last day. Yes, by His grace and His work in us and through us, we will be put on the right hand of the Good Shepherd and will be told by the King all that we have done well. What a marvelous day to imagine. So let us never take for granted our status before God. Let us never forget the treasures that are offered here every Sunday morning. Let us tell others about the gifts that they are currently not receiving, that they might come and want them and desire them here among us as well. Let us indeed never leave behind our identity as sheep in order to chase after some other identity that offers something that seems at the time more lucrative or more pleasing. For we, ever since our baptism, are sheep. And that's the only identity we need because it's the only identity that can offer us eternal life. Yes, the last day is coming. The Son of Man will appear in His glory and will vindicate all the hopes of His people. The Shepherd will give to us who have been blessed by our Father the inheritance He's been preparing for us since the foundation, before the foundation of the world. You and I will stand on the right, and our King will speak of us, lauding the humble works we have done. And He will tell us that with every work we have done, we have not just done it to our neighbor, but we have done it to Christ Himself. Yes, this is the last day that you and I are blessed to look forward to as the sheep of God. The King of love indeed our shepherd is. His goodness faileth never. Yes, the Son of Man, the Good Shepherd and the King, Jesus. It is His love that endures to the last day and forever. Amen.